Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Don Fondo. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 25 through 40. Now concerning the betrothed, I have no command from the Lord, but I give my judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. I think that in view of the present distress, it is good for a person to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be free. Are you free from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a betrothed woman marries, she has not sinned. Yet those who marry will have worldly troubles, and I would spare you that. This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. I want you to be free from anxieties. The unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to please the Lord. But the married man is anxious about worldly things, how to please his wife, and his interests are divided. And the unmarried or betrothed woman is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to be holy in body and spirit. But the married woman is anxious about worldly things, how to please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, not to lay any restraint upon you, but to promote good order and to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord. If anyone thinks that he is not behaving properly toward his betrothed, if his passions are strong, and it has to be, let him do as he wishes. Let him them marry. It is no sin. But whoever is firmly established in his heart, being under no necessity, but having his desire under control, and has determined this in his heart, to keep her as his betrothed, he will do well. So then he who marries his betrothed does well, and he who refrains from marriage will do even better. A wife is bound to her husband as long as he lives. But if her husband dies, she is free to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord. Yet in my judgment, she is happier if she remains as she is. And I think that I too have the Spirit of God. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Paul begins this section by reminding us that he speaks as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. That mercy is the starting point for everything in the Christian life. Before Paul gives any counsel, he anchors us in the gospel. Christ has had mercy on you. He has claimed you, forgiven you, and made you his own through his cross and resurrection. That is the foundation on which all Christian decisions rest. The Corinthians were anxious, unsure how to live faithfully in a world that felt unstable. And the Apostle Paul responds not with new laws, but with pastoral wisdom shaped by the gospel. Paul is not laying down commands. He is not creating a new rule book for marriage or singleness. He is exercising evangelical freedom, the freedom of the Christian who belongs to Christ and is guided by his word, not bound by human regulations. Paul says, the appointed time has grown very short. He is not trying to frighten us. He is reminding us that this world is passing away. And that is good news, because the one who is coming is the same Jesus who died and rose for you. Your future is not fragile. It is secure in him. And so Paul encourages us to hold the things of this world lightly, not because they are bad, but because they are not ultimate. Marriage is a gift of God, a holy vocation created by him, honored by Christ. Singleness is also a gift, an honorable calling in which a Christian may serve freely and wholeheartedly. Neither marriage nor singleness is spiritually superior. Both are good. Both are God-pleasing. Both are lived under Christ's mercy. Paul's pastoral concern is this. He wants believers to be free from anxieties, free from the fear that your life must look a certain way to matter, free from the pressure to meet the world's expectations, free to give undivided devotion to the Lord, not as a burden, but as the joyful response of someone who knows they are already loved, already forgiven, already secure in Christ. For some, that devotion is lived out within marriage, reflecting Christ's sacrificial love in the daily giving of oneself for another. For others, that devotion is lived out in singleness, serving widely, loving generously, offering time and presence in ways married life sometimes cannot. Both are holy vocations. Both are ways Christ shines through his people. Paul's final word is gentle and gospel-shaped. Whatever you choose, choose it in the Lord. Choose it knowing you are already held, already redeemed, already belonging to Christ. Your identity is not found in whether you are married or unmarried, but in the Savior who gave himself for you. So hear the good news. Christ is your certainty. Christ is your future. Christ is your identity. And because he has devoted himself to you fully, sacrificially, eternally, you are free to live your vocation with joy, serve with purpose, and walk with confidence in the mercy that will never let you go. We call upon the Lord in prayer. O Lord, keep your church with your perpetual mercy. And because of our frailty, we cannot but fall. Keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.